Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
It's the biggest story of the day, the topic that everyone is talking about. And, you know, regardless of whether or not you're someone who goes out socialising, you will have an opinion on this. We're talking about the government's decision to curb the hospitality industry and effectively shut down nightclubs, which have only been open in the last couple of weeks. Now, the question is, do you support the government's decision to close hospitality at midnight? They said it's part of a range of measures aimed at reducing the spread of COVID-19 infections. Now, you don't need me to tell you this. The COVID figures, they've gone through the roof in the last couple of days. And it's not good. On paper, it doesn't look good. And the government had to act and do something. I don't necessarily believe that this was the right thing to do. I don't know what they should have done. That's not my job. I don't get paid to make those decisions. But however, from midnight on Thursday night, all bars, restaurants and nightclubs will have to close. That is the time they will have to close at. So nightclubs going to have to, gone. Bars, late restaurants, all gone. Apparently, COVID only cares after midnight. It doesn't care before midnight. And you're not going to get affected before midnight. And I think that is the frustration that a lot of people have, is that they don't believe it makes any sense. I don't believe it makes sense. I'm angry over it because I have a vested interest in it, because I DJ in nightclubs at the weekend, so I'm going to be down money. And I don't understand how, in a bar situation, that you can be sitting there, go in at 8 o'clock and sit there till 12 o'clock. But you can't sit there any later than 12 because you're more at risk of getting COVID if you're there after 12 o'clock. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, speaking to the Nation at Government Buildings, Micheál Martin said that the measures were needed to curb the rising numbers of COVID. He said that the rate of COVID was simply too high, so this was the decision that was made. And a lot of you are not happy about it, but some of you actually support the idea. And I want to hear from you regardless of what side of the fence you are on. Call us or WhatsApp us, 087-188-0008. Now, we're going to hear what Taoiseach Micheál Martin had to say in a couple of moments. But before we do that, I want to do a poll with you guys just to see where public opinion is with the Ireland's Classic Hits listeners. Okay, so everyone listening, I want you to get out your phone and get out WhatsApp and simply text yes or no to this question. Yes or no, it's a simple question. Do you support the government decision today to close hospitality at midnight? If you support their idea and their plan, text yes to 087-188-0008. If you don't support them, text no to 087-188-0008. I just want to get a flavour of how you guys all feel about this. Because if you were looking at social media earlier on, it seemed that the majority of people do not support the government move. But let's see if Ireland's Classic Hits listeners are any different. So once again, the question is, do you support the decision made by the government today to close hospitality at midnight every night? And you know what? I have to be honest with you, and I don't want to be the prophet of doom and gloom. I don't think this is for a couple of weeks. I think this is probably going to be the case way into January. I really do. I can't see them opening up nightclubs before January. I just can't see it happening unless the COVID cases go down drastically in the next couple of weeks. So, yes or no, 087-188-0008. Here is Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
Because of the vaccination programme and your commitment to it, we're able to keep society and the economy open. But continued progress in the journey to normal conditions is not inevitable. The increased socialisation that we now enjoy comes at a cost, and that cost is an increased risk of infection. Our health service, which has endured so much since the outbreak of COVID, is managing these increased numbers while also maintaining elective treatment. Our doctors, nurses and care staff are doing an exceptional job in very challenging and difficult circumstances. But obviously, if the number of COVID infections and hospitalizations continues to grow at the rate we are currently seeing, no health system anywhere in the world would be able to cope. The range of measures that we have agreed represent, I believe, an appropriate response to the situation we find ourselves in. The vaccination and booster programme remain at the core of our response to the disease. Firstly, we have paused what was already a phased and cautious return to the workplace, and our advice is now that everyone should work from home unless it is absolutely necessary that they attend in person. Next, we have considered what impact the reopening of hospitality has had on the disease. We want hospitality to remain open, and we continue to work with the sectors to ensure that the current rules around COVID passes and other protections are being properly observed. I want to re-emphasise to every business owner and every customer how important this is. When customers are vaccinated, the virus is less likely to spread and is less likely to have a serious impact. Requiring COVID passes is a proportionate and effective public health measure, and these rules must be followed. We have also decided that the closing time for all unlicensed premises will be midnight, with all customers having to vacate the premises by that time. The requirement for COVID passes based on vaccination or recovery will now be put on a statutory basis for cinemas and theatres. Regardless of vaccination status, all household close contacts of a confirmed case should now restrict movement for 5 days, pending completion of a recommended antigen test.
Okay, there's Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking outside government buildings earlier on this evening. And as you can hear, he talks about a range of different things. But what we want to focus on is the hospitality. And everybody, you heard it in his words, has to be off the premises by 12 o'clock. Now, what I noticed being a DJ in nightclubs during the last reopening, when hospitality, and I'm talking about bars and stuff like that, had to close at 12 o'clock. What I noticed, and I heard this with my own two ears, every single night I would hear people saying at the end of the night, they would say, oh God, the bar's closed now. Let's go back to your house, Johnny. Let's go back to your house. Are you having a party in your house? Yeah, let's go back to your house. And it's no exaggeration to say the majority of people who were out were going back to house parties. And unfortunately, there's no way to police that. How do you police that? How do you stop a gang of 15 people going back to Johnny's house for a house party? And whatever about, once they're on a licensed premises, at least there is some order. Maybe there's proper ventilation there. But as soon as they go back to a house party, it's a free-for-all. And that would be my concern. But I would like to hear from you and keep those texts coming in on the vote. Very interesting how that's going. I'll bring you the results of that in a couple of minutes. But I asked you the question in the poll. Do you support the government's decision to curb the hospitality industry by having them close at midnight? WhatsApp, yes or no, to 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Dermot, because Dermot, you don't believe the restrictions will make any difference.
I don't.
Why not?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Go ahead.
I'm on a feedback here. I think I can hear myself twice. No, I think I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, just turn off the radio.
Jeremy,
yes.
I don't honestly understand the logic behind it. But aside from this, what you said there about people being able to head for Johnny's house or Mary's house and have a hoodie till 4 a.m, what is the difference? I don't get, you're off the premises by midnight. What has that got to do with a virus? If you go out at 6 o'clock in the evening and you have to leave the pub or the club or the pub at midnight, everybody is going to have to leave at midnight. Or you go into a club or a pub at 8 o'clock and you have to leave at 2 a.m. What is the difference in 2 hours when it comes to a virus?
I guess what they've done here, without saying it, what they've done basically is shut down nightclubs, but they've never said that. They've never, I mean, it didn't say anywhere.
Jeremy, what they're doing is they've left the premises opening, but they have totally disincentivized people from using them, which is absolutely and utterly disgraceful.
Yeah, I mean, your average nightclub opens at 11:30. What are they going to do? Open at 11:30 for 20 minutes and then say goodnight to anybody. So
if your average punter wants 4 or 5 hours of entertainment, that means they have to sort of leave the house at 6 o'clock in the evening. And most people are only finishing work at that time.
I don't know. I would like someone to explain that to me, because I'm trying to, obviously, the figures are way too high. They're shockingly high at the moment.
No, it's a double-edged sword. Our argument is one-sided in defence of hospitality, in that I meant to open up by saying I don't envy Micheál Martin. I don't envy the government. They are in a no-win situation. And it is, what's happening in the hospitals is getting out of hand, and the cases are rising day by day by day. But we're human beings. We are the sole owners of this mess, because quite simply, there's so many unvaccinated people, so many people that have theories that they're not going to take the vaccine. The vaccine doesn't work. The whole thing is a conspiracy. And it's now coming to the arse. They reckon close to half, over 40% of all of the cases in the hospitals, be it in ICU or just generally ill, are unvaccinated people who snub their noses at scientists and doctors. Where do they go suddenly when they feel sick? They go to the very people that they stuck their two fingers up a couple of weeks ago.
And I don't want to get into a blame game of who was to blame here, because we are where we are.
There is a blame. There has to be a blame. There is a blame somewhere.
No, there is a blame. Well, again, when everything reopened, we were basically left. It was left up to us to be safe and to do things that we believed were safe. Now, in the last 14 days, 55,000 cases of COVID-19. Somewhere along the line, by the way, they're not all unvaccinated people. Somewhere along the line. Did we lose the run of ourselves? You heard Stephen Donnelly saying a couple of weeks ago, you probably shouldn't be going clubbing three nights a week. Now, I don't know anybody that goes clubbing three nights a week.
No.
I haven't been clubbing three nights a year. But he obviously felt that people were overdoing it. And there's no point, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no point in getting into the blame game now, because this is where we're at. But what I'm looking for, and what you're looking for as well, and hopefully we will get between now and the end of this topic, is some clear, concise explanation as to how this makes sense, because it doesn't make sense to me.
But Jeremy, there has never been an answer given as to why hospitality suffered the most during this whole crisis. They've been off the air for virtually every day of the pandemic, bar the last 25, 30 days. And now they're being hit again. And the difference now is worse, to be honest with you, because when they closed them down in 2020, they gave them support. They're giving them no support now. So what they're doing is they're saying, you can leave your lights on and you can have your DJ playing the whole lot, but we really don't want people to go in and frequent your premises.
I know. I feel so sorry for staff that were... especially DJ friends of mine who were planning on making a bit of money over the next couple of weeks in the run up to Christmas, and now and I have to be honest with you, I don't know about you or any of the listeners, I was not expecting this. I was expecting some sort of decision and some sort of curve, but I wasn't expecting the hospitality to be hit just after opening a couple of weeks previous.
Well, they simply are, it seems to be the only direction the government can go. But things get out of hand. They blame hospitality. They blame them for everything.
Okay, yeah. Stay there for a second, please, Dermot. 087-188-0008. It is Jeremy Dixon here live on Ireland's Classic Hits for this Tuesday night. And we're talking about the big story, the only story in town at the moment, the closing of hospitality at midnight from Thursday, which, some people were saying, oh, you expected it. That came like a bolt out of the dark, as far as I was concerned. I wasn't expecting that at all. Let me go to Trish, because you agree with the government decision, do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, what? I think after 12 o'clock, people get sloppy drunk. So before 12 o'clock, yeah, go out, have your fun. But after that, once they get sloppy drunk, they're going to be hugging and kissing and all over each other. You know, even open the nightclubs at 9 o'clock and let them go 9 to 12. You know, I've no issue with the nightclubs and the hospitality, but there is a level that once people continue, you always start the night off thinking you'll have a couple of drinks, but six, seven drinks in, you know, you do lose yourself. So I think it could make a bit of a difference.
But those same people, and I've seen it, Trish, will go back to house parties. They will go back with all their friends. But they don't want to go home at 12 o'clock.
No, and if they go back with a couple of friends, you know, you can't control that. But if they're in an environment where there's hundreds of people, well, then you're in a, you know, close contact environment with a lot more people.
Now,
people will not socially distance in a nightclub. It's not
no,
possible.
No, no,
really.
It's yeah, I get.
You know, it's not possible. So,
but a lot of these. But sorry, Trish, a lot of these people who I've seen at my gigs over the last couple of weeks, young people who haven't had any life, sort of social life over the last few years, aged, you know, 18 to 24. A lot of them got the vaccine with the promise that they would get their life back. And in fairness, the take-up, it's something to be so proud of in this country. And I'm proud as an Irish man of the I mean, you look at places like Austria, which is a shit show when it comes to the take-up of the vaccine. What's it, in the 60-something percent. We should be very proud of the vaccine uptake in Ireland. And a lot of these people aged between 18 and 24, 25, they got the vaccine on the proviso that they could get their life back and they could go clubbing. And to see over the last couple of weeks at my gigs, to see the smile on young people's faces as they were able to go back out dancing. And now that's been taken away from them.
Yeah, well, let the nightclubs open earlier. You know, let them go. I have a daughter who's 21 and she's in her fourth year of college and she lost the last 2 years of socialising in college. So I empathise with that because the first year and second year, they were great fun in college. So I know that they are losing their fun, their life, everything, and their rite of passage. But at the same time, why don't they open the nightclubs a little bit earlier?
Well, who wants to go to a nightclub at 8 o'clock at night?
I give you that, but give them the opportunity even to do that. You know, but at the end of the day, 200 people in a confined space, and after 12, generally, they've had their night in the pub, they're going on to the nightclub. There is a lot of sloppy drunks, I've seen it.
I know, but you're saying let's open the nightclubs earlier, and supposing they did, they said, you know, you can open the nightclub from 8 till 12. That still doesn't take away from the fact that you're going to have an enclosed space with 400 people all dancing on top of each other at 8 o'clock as opposed to 1 o'clock in the morning. So that doesn't really change it. If we're trying to...
No, but the point is that if they've already gone out drinking at 8 o'clock at night till maybe 11, they're half drunk going into the nightclub. And then, as I said, sloppy drunk. You know, you lose your inhibitions when you have a
couple
of drinks.
Of course you do, yeah.
You forget the risk.
By the way, how did your daughter react to the news?
She's not pleased.
I wouldn't have thought so.
She was hoping, you know, that she'd get a life again because they haven't had a life.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's awful. When I remember first and second year, it was real college life.
Oh, completely.
You know, whereas now, and the local nightclub burnt down as well, so that didn't help.
Did she get vaccinated, did she?
She got vaccinated. As soon as she could, she got vaccinated.
And what was the reason? Was it to get her life back or was it to protect yourselves and older family members? What was her...
Because I told her she had to if she wanted to come home from college at the weekend.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And did she have to be pushed to get it or was she happy enough to do it?
She had to be pushed a little bit. But after I fully explained, you know, we've an older person in the family, you know, who I would be over daily with to see my father, and he was going through cancer. So I said, "You're not coming. You're not welcome at home unless you, because I have to be sure I'm not going to get it, and I'm being careful, so I'm not going to risk her being careless."
Absolutely. Stay there for a second, please, Trish, because Shauna, you disagree with what Trish is saying. Trish says she supports this move. It had to be done. We need to stop being foolish. We need to cop on. And you say no. You went everywhere back open, do you?
Yeah, I think we need to get life back to normal. Like she said, like we need to do this for the cases and all. But how long does she actually want this to go on for? Like
as long as it takes.
So, like, you're happy with lockdowns for 2 or 3 years and just goes on 2 or 3 years, are you?
At this stage, if they turned around and put us into full lockdown tomorrow, I would go along with it. It's not what I want.
Well, like,
but at the end of the day, it'll protect
point,
people.
Yeah, but I'm just going to make one point, right? Like, right, this going on about a year and a half, right? Nearly a year and a half. And we have, like, plenty of lockdowns, okay? But it's still not working, like, so... Like, fair enough, it works temporarily, but it's not a long-term solution. So, like, what is the long-term solution then?
No, but the scientists maybe need more time to develop better vaccines or whatever.
Well, like, the vaccines, you can still catch it. Like, it doesn't actually stop it from spreading it. Which is what they say it's supposed to do, you know what I mean? It doesn't stop it.
I'm sorry, Trish, did you say, sorry for cutting across your boat there, Trish, did you say you would be happy with another lockdown?
No, I said if they said there'd be a full lockdown tomorrow, you couldn't, the 5 kilometre rule again. And I live rurally, so 5 kilometres is quite restricting on me.
Of course, yeah.
But if they said that was happening tomorrow, I wouldn't like it, but I'd go along with it.
Oh, Trish, I have to be honest with you. I couldn't go.
You'd kill me.
I couldn't go back to bringing my kids or down to see their grannies through a window and them having to say hello through a pane of glass. I couldn't go through with that again.
No, it was horrible. But if their granny is a high risk case, It's just you have to put their health first.
Yeah, well, that's common sense. That's obviously common sense. And Sean, are you vaccinated?
No, I'm not, no.
So, it didn't make any difference to you anyway because you weren't able to go to nightclubs?
No,
or...
that's my point, like, you know, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Right, I'm just going to say this, right? They're saying, oh, unvaccinated people weren't allowed in, right? But, like, yet they're now closing the nightclubs because of cases. So what was the point in not letting people like me in that's not vaccinated? And there's only people that are vaccinated allowed in, and there's still cases. Get me? Like, it's not really logical.
Well, it was logical because you were unvaccinated, and I mean, it's none of my business why you didn't get the vaccine. Absolutely, I won't even ask you because it's none of my business. But the reason being is that it's easier to pass on the virus when you're unvaccinated, and certainly from your point of view, you probably were you scared to go out because you had no vaccine? Would you have gone to a nightclub had you been allowed into one?
I would have gone. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You would have danced among 400 other people even though you weren't vaccinated.
Look, I'm just going to say this, right? I would have, because you know what? To be honest with you, I am diabetic. I have spent the last year and a half being really, really worried enough. But now I'm just got to the stage and just like, I need to live my life. I can't just, like...
But you're obviously not too worried because you're not vaccinated. Come on.
But, like, that's my choice not to get vaccinated. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these typical anti-vaxxers who try to shove their opinion down people's throats, right? But I think, like... Everyone has their own choice. Like, if I don't want to get the vaccine, I expect people to respect my decision because, like, it's the same as you. If people decide to get the vaccine, I respect their decision. Do you know what I mean? But I don't like the people that actually just try and blame the non-vaccinated people for everything. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't think that's fair at all, you know?
Well, but as well as that, you have to take into account people have become complacent now. When I go into the shopping centre to get groceries for my father, I go straight up and sanitise my hands. Now, yes. People are walking in and there's nobody. Today I was in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre and I walked up and people were walking into the back of me because they were trying to walk past the hand sanitiser.
I would agree with you. The guard has dropped.
No, it's our fault. The numbers are our fault.
No, the guard has dropped and I noticed that myself. Even in some shops where staff aren't wearing masks anymore, they're not asking customers to wear masks. And you blame us. You blame the public, do you?
Totally, because if we kept doing the sanitising of our hands, you know, look how many cases of flu there was last year. Hardly any.
Because we were being so careful.
Everybody was hand sanitising 20 times a day to the point our hands were raw.
Yeah.
Whereas now, nobody's doing their hands. They might do them two or three times a day. If we go back to looking after ourselves and being a bit more careful, there's some hope we'll get through it. But it's the people that are screwing it up. The government have to put things in place because as a people, as a country, we're screwing it up for ourselves.
I know it's gas how you look at things differently now. I was doing a midweek gig a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday night and in front of the DJ box... you could see a fella and a girl, a fella approaching the girl and they ended up chatting on the dance floor and 2 seconds later they were kissing the face off each other. Now normally that wouldn't be an issue but I remember the first thing that popped into my head when I saw a girl kissing a fella who she didn't know was like, oh my God, what are you doing? The germs! Get your tongue out of that mouth! Stop! But obviously these are people who have been, like Sean, you probably have not had much of a social life in the last year and a half.
No, I haven't, gentlemen, and it's just like, to be honest with you, when I thought, you know, to start, what was the 27th of October or whatever, that I heard the first of all, it was like, oh, everything's going to be lifted and stuff. I was delighted with that. But then I heard, oh, no, you have to have the COVID thing and everything's everywhere. I was like, you know, I'm just like, will this ever end? You know what I mean? Like, it needs to get back to normal because I can tell you now, I'm sure lots of the listeners will agree, like, there's never going to be zero cases for a long, long time.
But you do realise...
Well, it'll never go back to normal till people do what they did last year and keep their hands sanitised and try and be a little bit better.
When I do go, I do hand sanitise, so I just want to make that clear. I know there is a lot of people who don't, but I always do.
But all you have to do is stand at the door of a shopping centre any day of the week and I guarantee you'll see 9 out of every 10 people walk past the sanitizing station.
No, in all fairness, I don't use the ones in the place. I have my own hand sanitizer.
Fair enough.
And just
while you're both talking about that, can I say as well, the amount of places that have empty sanitizing, they don't even fill them up anymore, which I find... In a very well-known shopping centre, in doing my shopping the other day, went to 2 sanitizer stations and none of them had gel in them, which I found. And that again, that's what you're saying, Trish. That is a drop. That's dropping the ball, isn't it? Really.
But then it becomes our fault and the people who own the shopping centre and the staff they have. Like, so as a people, we've all dropped the ball, individually and as a whole. And that's what's bringing the cases up as well.
So, Shauna, you do realise that the idea of having everything back to normal with 55 cases in a 14-day period is just not realistic. I mean, and here's the thing, Shauna. Hospitals are stretched at the moment. And supposing you're one of your parents got sick tonight and had to be taken to a hospital and there was no hospital bed for them, you'd be probably singing a different tune then, wouldn't you?
I get what you're saying, but I will make this point as well. But people die from the flu as well. So I get that because it's new and stuff like that, COVID. It's more kind of, but at the end of the day, like, sure, if you think about it now, there's no even such thing as the flu now. Like, it's all COVID, you know what I mean? So,
well, no, there was no flu last winter because we were all behaving ourselves. We were all wearing masks.
Yeah, but I'm saying now, even now, there's no, say if someone has, like, a cold or whatever like that, it's automatically thought it's COVID. There's no even such thing as, like, oh, it could be the flu, you know what I mean? That's how mad the world has gone. Like, I get there's high cases and stuff like that, but there is other illnesses out there as well, you know what I mean? So it's not just, like, I just think it's mad to focus on just one virus, you know what I mean? But it's not going to go anywhere, so I think you just need to live with it.
Well, hopefully with the booster coming along, that will help things. Thanks for your call, Shauna. Let me go to Des, who's on Lin 1. I presume that's Line 1. How are you, Des? How are you? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, but that's really weird. I have to press the second button to speak to Des. That's really, really weird. How are things? Are you all right?
None of bother.
Now, what do you want to say about this? You don't support the decision, but you understand it.
I don't support the government, but I understand where they're coming from, yeah? Like, 2 weeks ago, I'm not going to name a nightclub, but I'm going to name the road it was on.
No, please don't mention even the road it's on, but tell me the story. What were you going to say?
Queue was up one road and down another road just to get into this nightclub.
Yeah.
And we're not talking to 200 or 400 people. We're talking a couple of thousand people. So what they're saying is, right, if you go to a pub in the evening and you leave the pub and you go on to a nightclub, that's bringing another few thousand people out till 4 or 5 in the morning. Now, why don't you find out you can get a nurse on the line and see what they think about how stretched they are? We're talking about oh, poor, we can't go for a drink, we can't go to a nightclub.
I know, there's a bigger picture here, isn't there?
There's a bigger picture here, and the government are doing their best, and typical us, let's give out because they made a decision that's going to affect people. And there you go, there's one of your listeners on the phone, hasn't even got a vaccination.
You couldn't make it up.
Come on, you couldn't make it up.
I was talking to one of my best friends, Des, is an ICU nurse in the States, on the east coast of the States, where COVID is still rampant. And he's dealing with COVID cases every single day. And I talk to him regularly on the phone and he tells me, and he's had to, over the last year, he's had to hold up iPads to COVID patients so that they could say goodbye to family members at home. And he says it's horrible. It's a horrible thing to have to do. But he was saying as well that so many of the people that end up in ICU units are unvaccinated. And he finds it as a healthcare worker, he's working his arse off. He's working long hours. His eyes are popping out of his head from the tiredness. And he says, then you have people coming in looking for hospital care. And they should get it, by the way, but who didn't believe in the vaccine, yet they believe in medicine because they believe that the hospital should look after them.
Yeah, like, you'll get people going out now tonight and they'll be going, or tours night, Friday night, and they get so drunk. And some of them, the odd one might end up in A&E. And those people in A&E are treating people with COVID. Like, there's over 600 people now in hospital, and there's 120 or 30, I think, in ICU. So those figures are not acceptable. So
no.
We're obviously doing something wrong. If you're saying we're one of the best for getting out the vaccines, but it's still not working. So we're doing something wrong. So the government have to do something to try and bring it down.
And do you think this was the only thing they could have done? Is it?
No, it's not the only thing. I think that girl at the start, I was thinking that myself. Okay, who wants to go to the nightclub at 8 o'clock in the evening? Well, let's yeah. Available.
Actually, sorry, can I put my hand up? As an older man, I'm not ancient, I would happily go to a nightclub at 8 o'clock and be home in bed by 12:30.
Yeah,
that
so,
suits
like,
me fine.
Leave it someone's choice to go out. So, like, you have a couple of hundred people going out, half of them might go to a nightclub and half of them go to a pub.
Yep.
So it's going to close at 12. They're going to get some business. You could DJ from 8 to 12 instead of DJ from 12 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that would suit me. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to be able to look at this and say, well, hold on, let's look at the bigger picture here. And the bigger picture here is that people are in ICU. It's getting bigger. And the nurses are absolutely up to their eyes now. And they're getting it in the face for 2 years now. And we're just sitting back giving out because we can't go to a nightclub for a while. Like, everyone has been affected by this.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I agree with you. Thanks very much for your call, Des. You're talking a lot of sense. I would like to hear from you. 087-188-0008. That is the WhatsApp number, or you can phone on that number as well. 087-188-0008. It's Ireland's Classic Hits. It's Jeremy Dixon here with you live until 11 o'clock tonight, and we're talking about the big story today, the story that you're all talking about, and that is the restrictions that have been placed on the hospitality industry. If you do work in the hospitality industry, by the way, love to hear from you. Pick up the phone, although you're probably in work, but if you have a night off, pick up the phone, give me an L bell. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. Or if you do work in a hospital, if you are a frontline worker, I'm sure you would have a completely different opinion on this as well. Once again, that number, 087-188-0008. Now, a couple of moments ago, I asked you to text yes or no about whether or not you supported the government's decision. And just looking at the text that came in, I would have to say, 45%, I would say, give or take, 45% do support the government decision. 45%. So it's really, like everything to do with COVID, it has, it's divided opinion and divided the people. But there you go. Anyway, the lines are open to you now. 087-188-0008. And don't be sending me, every time you talk about anything to do with this, you get people sending you links to spurious websites with spurious screenshots from websites that I've never even heard of. Do yourself a favour, do me a favour. I'm not going to read them, I'm not going to bother clicking on them, and you're wasting your time. Go and have a cup of tea, thanks. If you're just joining us, where have you been? You've missed a very lively 40 minutes. It is Ireland's Classic Hits. It's Jeremy Dixon here with you live until 11 o'clock. My God. People get very, very annoyed over the smallest little things. I'm just looking at the my old Twitter feed here, and all the guys with the Irish flags are coming out in full force. Angry, angry, angry people. And it's the same thing over and over again. They just keep sending you links and screenshots of websites that they came across doing their research. And it's like, oh, we're all tired with that. We want to have we've been able to have a responsible adult, educated debate about this without any of your nonsense spilling into it. So thanks for your opinions, but no thanks. OK, we will stick with this debate. Thanks very much. We're talking about the government decision to put a curb on hospitality by making them close at midnight come Thursday. Now, that doesn't affect restaurants because I don't know any restaurant that stays open till midnight. So it's pretty much, and pubs as well. You know, do most pubs stay open after 12 o'clock? So really what they're talking about here is it's a de facto ban on nightclubs without saying it. They didn't say that today, we're closing down nightclubs, but what they've effectively done is said, listen, you can't open past 12 o'clock. So in other words, stay closed. And I really do feel sorry for people who work in the nightclub industry because they were just getting back on their feet and now this. But having said that, 55,000 cases over a 14-day period. Let me just read out what Tony Holohan said on his Twitter page. He said, in the last 14 days, we have been notified of almost 55,000 cases of COVID-19. The only time we've had more cases in a 14-day period was back in January of this year. And we all remember what happened in January of this year. We certainly don't want to go back to that. Unfortunately, we do expect this figure to increase in the coming days. This level is unsustainable. When incidence of disease is as high as this, we must all act as though we are close contacts and as though we are at risk of transmitting the virus to others. Let me go to Joanne. Joanne, you're very welcome along to Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you? Sorry, I have to do that. There you are, Joanne. How are things?
I just think that it's all so disheartening, really. You know, especially for people now that work in the industry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that you? Do you work in this industry, do you?
No, I don't, but I know people that do. But at the same time, we all have to protect each other.
Yes.
And I do think it's a bit ridiculous to say that nightclubs can open until 12 midnight. I mean, when I, okay, right, I'm 42 now, 43 Christmas. I mean, I remember nightclub, and my day was, you'd go to a pub or you'd drink in your house and then you'd get dressed up at 10 o'clock to go to a nightclub and you'd be there to 2:30, 3 in the morning bopping away.
Yep, yep.
So it's hardly like a nightclub anymore.
No, let's cut to the chase here. Nightclubs are closed for the foreseeable because they probably aren't going to open
How could they open? It wouldn't be sustainable, I don't think.
No, absolutely. Getting all the staff in for 3 hours.
And I think it's terrible on, you know, DJs and all that stuff. I really, really feel for them, I have to say.
Okay,
let me
play devil's advocate here. Do you feel for the doctors and the nurses who are trying to deal with 55,000 cases of COVID over a 14-day period?
Well, I tell you something. I'd say when they hear of people out bopping about with no masks on them and stuff like that, and then they have to face the aftermath a week later, 100% I do. Oh, my God, I'd feel like saying, I don't really want to treat this person. Why should I have to treat this person? They're putting me at risk when they know the guidelines, they know the rules. And they're, you know, do you know what I mean? It must be so frustrating. I think if everybody played ball and just did what they were asked to do in the first instance, I don't think we'd still be here.
But to be honest, not everybody has played ball from day one. I mean,
Do you know what's most disgusting to me, Jeremy?
Oh, go on.
I was on a bus more than once, okay, and it's full capacity and everything.
Yeah.
And people are sitting there with their masks, not even over their nose.
Oh, I know.
Under their chin, looking at their front, and I just think, you know, you're so selfish. I don't even want to get on buses anymore, to be fair.
I know, it's a simple thing. I'm always shocked.
Just have a bit of courtesy for other people.
Yeah,
no matter how you might feel.
Where a radio station is here down at the Tree Arena, there's a building site nearby, and there's hundreds and hundreds of builders working on the building site, and they go into the same shop as us for lunch every day. And the amount of them that can't put a face mask on properly. And I'm thinking to myself, lads, you can build skyscrapers, you can erect cranes, you can build the biggest buildings in the world, but you can't put on a mask properly. It defies logic.
And the thing is, it's like their bodily fluids. It's not just coughing, sneezing, it's sweat, it's everything. And it's just all airborne all around them. I just think, Jesus Christ, if you have any intelligence in your head, man, if you don't respect yourself, please, well, at least kind of think of other people.
Okay, do you support the government decision that they made to curb hospitality at midnight come Thursday?
I do, right? But I do feel sorry for them as well. For small businesses, I feel very sorry for. I really do. Businesses that are like really going by the guidelines, checking COVID passes. See, they're not all doing that.
No, they certainly aren't, Joanne. And in fact, last week, after leaving here, I was doing the show last Thursday. Hang on. Ashley, what night did I go for a Charlie's? Probably Wednesday and Thursday, after to be known. Anyway, I went for a Charlie's after the show last Wednesday. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Charlie's is, in Dublin, Charlie's is a Chinese takeaway restaurant, and there's four of them or five of them in the city centre. They do lovely Chinese food. Anyway, I was sitting not too far away from Charlie's with me 3-in-1 on my lap, classy bloke as I am, and I was sitting outside two particular venues, and I was sitting there for 20 minutes eating my 3-in-1 and noticed that on both the venues that the security guards were not checking for COVID certs. So, I mean, when you hear about things like that going on, and I couldn't believe what I was observing. Just they were waving customer after customer in without checking for the COVID cert. And I think that is part of the problem. And when we look back on this and see, well, what caused this was a greed among certain nightclubs. Now, the clubs I worked in, I have to say, 10 out of 10, they did everything possible. They checked for the COVID vaccine, they checked temperatures, they squirted hand sanitizer onto their customers. They did everything they could. But I think not everyone played ball, and that's what we're seeing now. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are things?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Now, you support the measures.
Of course I do.
So you're not a nightclub owner then, are you?
No, not at all. Or a frequenter. I don't frequent them anymore. But that said, that's neither here nor there. Look, I hope you can hear me okay. So if you can't, just let me know.
No, I can hear you perfectly. Go on.
Look, at this stage, pubs, nightclubs, pubs haven't been open in operation or nightclubs for near on a year. And, yeah, they got opened up nightclubs very recently, but they tried. And it didn't work out, boys. It didn't, and girls. And if they don't realise now that their profession is very volatile and it's dependent on people's kind of, how people kind of conduct themselves in relation to, I'm going in with a dodgy ID, I'm not being checked.
Oh yeah, so those people selling dodgy COVID certs on the dark web and stuff like that.
Across the globe.
Yeah, but you're always going to have chancers like that, Kevin. Not everybody that went to a nightclub in the last month was following guidelines. I mean, the guidelines given by the government and by NFS said that it was okay to go to nightclubs. So they weren't breaking any laws. These people, you know, they shouldn't be vilified for going out for a couple of nights out.
No, but unfortunately, we don't. The COVID's deciding that. And it's the wrong word. The government have a legal thing to preserve life, right? And like anybody could come along and say, "Oh, well, the government said it was fine, but my sister, my family member died, and I'm suing them." They have to do everything to preserve life. Right? And there's nothing anybody can do about it. You can jump up and down all you want. Preservation of life is the key, or the number one thing. Any government.
Yeah, Kevin, I get you. I understand. And looking at the figures, you know, the 55,000 cases of COVID. In fact, someone there has pulled me up over that. I'm very annoyed about that. Saying, where has it gone? That is an awful statement to make. 55,000 people did not go to hospital. Scaremongering, retract the statement! ! I didn't say 55,000 people ended up in hospital. I said there was 55,000 cases of COVID over the 14-day period, which is a fact, okay? They are the figures. So calm down, get yourself a cup of tea, have a biscuit and calm down. Nobody is scaremongering. That is talking about facts that are there, okay? It is a fact to say that 55,000 people tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, the 55,000 people didn't go to hospital. Any Aegis would know that. And I would have thought you would have copped onto that as well. Sorry, Kevin, go on.
Sorry, Jeremy. Unfortunately, you're using a dirty word there called fact. Right, this is what I can't understand with people. It's like, why? Oh, the vaccines aren't working. A, it prevents you more or less not to die if you get a dose of it, right? But the thing is, we have a vaccine against the original COVID strain.
I know, and we have new strains.
And that's a Delta one.
Yeah. But, do you, so, and I believe, Kevin.
If I get COVID now with the vaccine that I have, it's like going to a gym that's closed. It can't get any stronger. But if it goes to an anti-vaxxer and you get COVID, it's like going to a gym that's open. It's going to get stronger and stronger, and it's going to get more resistance.
I would say, Kevin, there's nobody more disappointed at the way the vaccine is performing than the medical field, because, you know, they put their heart into this. The government, not just our government, every government said a year ago that when the vaccines come out, it will be a game changer. It will be the silver bullet. It would mean we could get on with our lives. And sadly, COVID it's not beating the vaccine, but the vaccine isn't working as well as we thought it would work.
No, but we all hope and pray. And politicians, right, I'm not a fan of them. Most of us aren't, but they're only human as well. None of us have the silver bullet answer. None of us.
So you agree, you agree.
I don't know.
Okay, you agree completely with these restrictions that are in place?
Yeah, unfortunately I do. Look, if they don't realise now that the pubs and the nightclubs, are dependent on how people conduct themselves and how they conduct themselves,
yes,
on how long they're allowed to stay open going forward. Well, then it's either put up or sell up. One or the other. Right? If you've got a pub that's been closed for a year and you can afford 12 months down the road to redo it up and put money into it and open up.
Yeah, I have to say, if I had, thanks for your call, Kevin. It's just very difficult to hear you. If I had a bit of money, the one place I wouldn't be invested in is a nightclub, because it looks like it's such an uncertain business at the moment, because with COVID not going away anytime soon, and it's not, we have to deal with the reality. It's always going to fall back on hospitality, isn't it? And you really have to feel sorry for people that work in that industry. One final call on this, and that is, by the way, we could take calls till Christmas on this, literally. Owen, how are you? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits.
Not too bad.
Good.
Not too bad.
Now, do you support the restrictions?
I don't really, to be honest. I just think they've done it completely wrong. If it was myself doing it, I would have maybe opened up around the summertime when the numbers were kind of levelling off around the 500 mark.
Sorry, can you hear me, Jeremy? No, it's very hard to hear you. Say that again, Owen.
I said if it was myself kind of organising the restrictions and that, I would have closed it, or opened it back up in the summertime when the numbers of people contracting COVID was around 500. It was steady at 500 there for a while.
I know, but Owen, we always knew that opening up nightclubs and opening up cinemas and opening up restaurants, that the figures were going to go up. Now, I had no idea that they were going to go up that high. And I don't think anybody thought they were going to go up that high. So what should the government have done then differently this time around?
Well, I do think that they should have opened it up in the summer, just because coming into the winter time, you would have people attending hospital more with flu and things like that. I was saying it to, I think, I can't think of the man's name on the phone there before, Ashlyn.
Michael, yeah. Sorry, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go on, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think people should be respected either way, whether they went for the vaccine or didn't. I just think people getting on and slating people that haven't got the vaccine is wrong, because it's a choice that you take, whether to get it or not.
Yes, it was a choice to get it or not. But, you know, public health interest and to protect it. The reason I got it was to protect family members around me, so that I could spend time with my mother, so I could hug my mother. I mean, that's why I got it. So, and I, in fairness, in the last hour, I haven't heard anybody really slam people for not getting the vaccine. And I'm not for one moment saying that it's the unvaccinated that are responsible for the 55,000 cases of COVID over the last couple of weeks. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, Owen. Thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. My God, that was a busy, busy discussion. And it was great to hear from both sides, from the people who support the government decision and the people who don't. I just hope for the industry. I hope for my colleagues that work in nightclubs and late night bars. I just hope that these restrictions aren't kept in for very long. And I think we all have our fingers and toes crossed that over the next couple of weeks that the figures will go back down to an acceptable and a manageable number that we can reopen. But it seems to be like a game of snakes and ladders, doesn't it, Jiggy? You know that game that you used to play as a kid where you'd throw the dice and you'd go up the ladder, and you'd be near the top, you'd be near square 100 on the games of stakes and ladders, and then you'd throw a dice and three would come out. And you go 1, 2, 3. You'd hit the snake and you'd be right down to the start. And that's, I have to say, when I heard this announcement today, that's what I felt like. I just felt like snakes and ladders. One step forward, two steps back. Are we ever going to get out of this? And it was actually a friend of mine. I went onto Twitter earlier on as soon as this announcement was made, and I just saw a friend of mine tweeting, and they said, are we ever going to be out of this? And I think that pretty much summed up how a lot of us feel.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.